is Cascadia Public Radio.
Welcome to edition 205 of Outside the Box. We're coming to you live, June 4th, 2009. I'm your host, Alex Ansari, with you for the next hour. I want to go over that story about California. Now, this did come out in the Pacific Business News, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. Headline reads, California will run out of cash in 14 days. I guess today's Thursday the 4th, so that means 12 days. The state wallet is empty. The bank is closed. Credit has dried up.
The governor, the girly monger,
told lawmakers in a special Tuesday morning address at the Capitol that, and I quote, California's reckoning day is here. State is going to run out of cash in 14 days, 3 months after the state budget was approved, by the way. California faces a $24 billion deficit. Our deficit in terms of the nation is $700 billion. Schwarzenegger has already proposed massive cuts to education, health care, and prisons. He is proposing once again to eliminate and consolidate more than a dozen state departments, boards, and commissions. Take a look at the last graphic. On the right there, that's Lord Rothschild. On the right, you've got Warren Buffett. He's also friends with Kurt Waldheim, who's a no-Nazi. Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger? Why did he play the Terminator? Why are these things manifesting that were in movies today? Why is he in control of California? Was he put there as a plant, part of the agenda, to destabilize the state of California? That is a Nazi belt buckle. If you do your research into history and the Nazis and the symbols they used and the emblems they wore on their clothing, you're going to find belt buckles just like this. Interesting thing about the next graphic is we see this in Time Magazine, I believe. This is where this was, or this actually came out of Vanity Fair. There's a picture with him and Bloomberg with his belt buckle displayed for the American people, hidden in plain sight. So it's important to be symbolically literate. In the next slide, what you're seeing here is the Chase logo. Have you walked around your neighborhood lately? I don't know what it's like outside of Portland, but in Portland, my neighborhood, other neighborhoods, Hawthorne, Woodstock, where there were WAMUs, now we have Chase. You know, interesting thing about this. Take a look at the next one. Does the previous logo remind you of anything? Take a look at the next one. The next one is a naval base. This is how it was designed, believe it or not, in California. You can look it up on Google. There's the Google logo on the lower right-hand side of the screen. I am not making this up. There's actually some CNN stories about this as well, if you'd like to make sure I'm not creating things out of thin air and photoshopping things. It's called the Corondo Naval Base, and so you can actually find out about it right now. In the next report, North Korea is said to be moving missile for long-range test. North Korea, which launched a long-range missile over Japan in April, appeared Saturday to be moving another one to a launch pad. Reports that a large rocket was moved by train toward North Korea's east coast made headlines this week. This is taking place over on the Korean Peninsula. Here's an interesting little tidbit of information. previously in the Korean Peninsula, there was a massive buildup of Chinese ships. In recent days, those ships have pulled back. And China is also working close with North Korea in a variety of ways, in the leadership in North Korea. North Korea is also getting a lot closer to China in their preparations for war, which leads me to believe that China's going to okay the things that may be taking place in the near future. Mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, a crisis is about to form. It's going to push our direction, the direction that we're going, in a whole new one. In every person's life, or at least most of us, there does come a time where we have to look at our own lives, our own belief systems, and think about altering the direction that we're on, if it's a negative one. The same thing stands true for what is happening in the world today. You know, you hear a lot of talk, and it's always been this way, it's always been this way. We're moving into a very strange reality where, no, life has not always been like this. Yes, there's been struggle, yes, there's been rape, yes, there's been war, yes, there's been injustice. But to the point where technology has the actual capacity to control human beings, the idea of robotic armies, so you remove the human element, now that has not been happening for thousands of years. That is something very new. Genetically modified food, fluoride in the water, chemtrails in the air, the list goes on and on and on and on. Really? Do you truly think that it's always just been this way? Let's continue talking about North Korea in just a couple minutes. Let's go ahead and read that report after the video. In the year 2535, yeah, if we make it past whatever 2012 could really be about, what would the future look like? Well, I mean, what do you think it'll look like in 10 years? What do you think it'll look like in 20 years? This video taken from YouTube kind of demonstrates one person's imagination into the year 2535. Enjoy.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to choose. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms hanging limp at your side. Nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna meet no husband, won't meet no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long black tube. Whoa, whoa. Coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say a piece where man has sinned, or tear it down and start again.
In the year 2010, America might be under martial law, economic meltdown, ATM failures, and small organic getting from the bank.
Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew.
Why is Schwarzenegger in the position?
Now man's reign is through.
But through what eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.
I want to go home, but I don't know where that is. That's the problem.
2525, if man is still alive,
well, we will be robots.
If woman
is still alive, we will be robots. Just that simple.
The next couple of years are going to be very, very interesting. But on the topic of projecting the future, predicting the future, the interesting thing about it is the future can change. People can, I believe, see into the future within a certain level of accuracy based on things maintaining the same type of walk towards the future collectively. If we maintain the same type of walk towards the future, same type of apathy, same type of system, same type of unsustainable lifestyle, we can pretty much take a look at, honestly, the things that we're going to be facing, the challenges that we're going to be facing as a species, as a collective, and even down here on the local level. But the future can't be changed when the direction that we're on is pushed somewhere else. It's like you push a basketball across a floor, it's going to maintain the same direction unless there's obstacles or objects in its path that might throw the direction of the basketball somewhere else, if that makes sense. And so we need to be looking at how we can take the future into our own hands and direct our world, which is what we are capable of doing, in the direction where we need to be. North Korea, interesting situation. I believe the globalists are going to stage World War III, and it looks like North Korea really is not a wild card, since Rumsfeld gave them the weapons, and it also happened during the Clinton administration, according to Ron Paul, as well as many other analysts. But getting into this, Pentagon officials are saying U.S. could shoot down North Korean missiles. American interceptor rockets would likely knock down North Korean missiles before they even reach the U.S. mainland. They're actually talking about long-range missiles, 4,200-mile range. Perhaps, I suspect there are others that we don't know about, personally. And other weapons, and I, like many others, have my focus on EMP weapons, pulse weapons that take out the grid. It's kind of like soften up the enemy before you go to town and you start throwing the heavy swings. EMP takes out the grid, takes down missile defense, and booyah, open season on a defenseless, armless, in many cases, population. And even though we've got guns, by the way, many people don't have ammo, and that was on the front page of the Oregonian. It's like, got gun? Check. Got ammo? Well, you know, it's gone up from $10 a case for some calibers to $40. And in terms of food, I'm ordering more bulk food. And, you know, quinoa and amaranth, that's all I'm going to order. Two organic 25-pound bags of amaranth and quinoa. And you should check out those grains if you haven't even tried them, to taste them. Much more nutritious, higher in amino acids and protein content than even organic brown rice. Paid $50 for the two 25-pound bags. On average, I spent $300 pounds. It's doubled. Now it's about 90 to 100 in a matter of a year. I was serious last year when I told you to store food and that these things were important. And look at stuff that lasts more than 2 or 3 years. Look at the packaging. So this is important. The buckets, sealing it, making sure oxygen doesn't get in it. So you need to get on that now. There's a lot of companies locally. If you're watching this in Portland, you are in a better position to get prepared than a lot of people out there in other states. So we have some good things going for us. If you take action now and do the necessary steps, go through the necessary steps to take care of both yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones. North Korea launched a long-range missile in early April, detonated a nuclear weapon underground this past Monday, and has shot off 6 short-range missiles this week. It's been quite the week, rocking and rolling all night long. On Saturday, American officials said satellite images indicated the reclusive communist state was planning to launch another long-range missile. And, by the way, we have two journalists that are on trial in North Korea. Two American journalists have been caught sneaking into North Korea. I just found this out today. Weaponry, as well as being shipped to South Korea. U.S. to sell bunker buster bombs to South Korea. The laser-guided G B-U-28 bombs were first introduced in 1990 during the Gulf War to destroy underground command centers in Iraq. The 19-foot-long, 5,000-pound bombs can penetrate over 20 feet of concrete and 100 feet of earth and could be used to target North Korea's intricate system of military bunkers and a series of munition tunnels along the border. Now, we're going to briefly talk about the economy, but I've already extensively covered the path to financial Armageddon, hyperinflation, not the end of the world, but a shakeup in our own personal world. Why the Chinese laughed at Geithner? That's the headline. This article is written by Paul Craig Roberts. He's the former Assistant Secretary of Treasury under the Ronald Reagan administration. He has previously been on Outside the Box two times. I just need to send out another email invite. He wrote this particular report. Treasury Secretary Geithner is another economic incompetent. He told China that he stood for a strong dollar, but that China should let its currency appreciate relative to the dollar, which of course would mean a weaker dollar. He simultaneously told China that their investments in U.S. Treasury bonds were safe. Well, his Chinese university audience, being economically literate, laughed at Geithner. It is apparent that Geithner does not know very much about his Chinese audience and their intellectual capacity. It did not dawn on him that if Chinese money is rising in value relative to the U.S. dollar, the value of Chinese investments in dollar-denominated U.S. Treasury bonds is falling. Congressional Democrats are proving themselves to be as stupid as the Republicans. According to the AP, and I'm glad he mentioned this, I have neglected to last week, the Democrats have reached agreement to appropriate another $100 billion to continue the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan throughout the end of the year. Now, they're programming, as I've said before, young men to go in the military and also operate robotic drones, dogs, fighters, Terminator-type fighters that are in development. We're currently only seeing some of the stuff that they're working on, but I know there's more. Go ahead and play track two, and this is all like clockwork. Terminator, Salvation, and Transformers. Let's talk about it as we go through this. Go ahead and roll it, and we'll take a look at what they want us focused on. Let's take a look at what many people are watching right now as I speak in theaters across the world.
There's not a whole lot of reason to doubt that Terminator Salvation is going to be anything more than a colossal cash grab
in an era when cash is already tight enough. Let's put a hot babe up here
and
have her sell hellhole Armageddon movies. Yeah, women have really moved up in the world on TV.
Making large quantities of stuff go boom. Check it out.
Do you even know what's coming this in the future, lady? You have no friggin' clue.
We are outnumbered by machines.
I am ashamed.
Humans have a strength.
You know what that is? There are FEMA camps in this movie. Robotic Terminator things are killing humans. See, they put it in the movie. You go, oh, it's not in the movie.
If you're listening to this,
you're making this stuff up, Alex. You just watched Terminator. That's where you got all your ideas. No. They are timing this with the announcements that we're going robotic. The military is on board in production. I should be quiet.
It's good. Taking human prisoners. Replicating human tissue.
Let's see what we've got here.
And in the future,
robotics.
I know that we can win this war.
This thing is something we've never seen before.
My name is Marcus Wright.
You think you're human?
Focus on the reality we're crafting. Focus over here. Look. Don't ask yourself what the military is involved in these projects. No, no, no. They don't want you. Read the book Operation Hollywood. Talks about how the Pentagon rides shotgun when it comes to production of movies that use military equipment. I gotta have him on the show. Operation Hollywood. Operation Hollywood. Google it.
on May 21st, Hell on Earth begins!
Just keep playing it. We're going to go to track three after this. Let it roll.
We know
he's our enemy. If we stay the course, we are safe. We are all safe.
John Connor.
I think Terminator 3 sucks, so did I ever tell you that?
I'm the only hope you have.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Nazi belt buckle Schwarzenegger destabilizing California.
The what? Christian Bale and the director McKee, neither of which are exactly high on the old credibility scale. But this is going to be some kind of cinematic masterpiece that must, by law and statute, receive a quantity of.
Oh yeah, man, total good foreplay.
So far,
friggin' viewing.
This will be
real hot.
In the neck, and all available evidence suggests that for once. It's totally
people are going to be screwing robots in the future the way we're going. Just read the reports. They're developing those, too.
Let us know by leaving a comment below.
Robot warriors, robot lovers. The vibrator just doesn't stop kicking. And then for guys, we'll have robots will be marking to them. Just 30 years down the line, there really are reports. They really are building these things. Okay, we're going to watch Transformers now. New movie. Now, the military is really on board with this one. I told you they did a pre-screen in D.C. with all the government agencies before the public got to see it. They call it, and I quote, the ultimate recurring movie for the military of all time. I kid you not. It's so real, more realistic than anything you have ever seen. And we as humans love imagery. We love our videos. And people get sucked in by the graphics and the movies and they're, ooh, look at what they did. Oh, wow. How'd they film that? So here we're being set up. We're being attacked. Boom! External enemy right here. The stage is being set. The imagery is being injected like a needle in your arm, like a vaccine or something. Shot of meth. Boom! We're injected into the machine. And they go, oh, cool. Look at that. Did you see that? Look at how the machines transform. It's just so... It's the most realistic thing I've... Oh, wow. Oh, that's hot. And then look at this. And they have these...
Don't
hide
your blood.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
We're all going together.
The robots good guys in this movie, some of them are good guys. And they're working with the people. They're good robots here. So it's good. Remember, Arnold was a good robot in Terminator. Because of Fred John Connor, I'm a robot. I help for humanity. Hey, I bet you didn't get your food. Bet you were laughing at me too when I said, hey, don't. People laughing at me now. That guy's a weirdo. Wow, he's not relaxed about martial law and the economy melting down? Of course I'm not. People that are laughing though will be crying in the days ahead. Oh my God. Revenge is coming. Look at the devil. Devil looking. But this is what really, really concerns me. I mean, we have lost control of our ability to regulate our monetary policies. They are literally destroying the value of our currency. I mean, this is monopoly money, but I mean, it's just like, you know, it's totally what is taking place right now. I mean, it is going up in flames. I mean, our and then you've got this new situation that we're in. Voodoo economics, money out of thin air, people not even knowing how much $1 trillion actually is.
What's $1 trillion? No, we can do that.
Like, it's like we are being infantilized. You know, retardation. Yeah, we can do this. And you talk about it, and they're like, you. I was at Safeway today. Over at Woodstock, and it was about noon. Get in line. I hear the stuff to my right. Get your hands off me. Two older guys are about to go down, throw down box. And one guy pushed the other guy. He was like 60, the guy that was instigating it. and everybody's sitting around, and when you have a situation like that, people are pretty much like, you know, they're acting like sheep. You know, they're just like, people don't get involved. People don't get involved. Women get attacked. They do more so than when another man gets attacked, but people should be protecting other people or watching out for the people, no matter what they look like, their sex, or their sexual attractiveness, okay? Heavyset girl, pretty girl. Take a look at what would really go down and who would be protected by most people that are only thinking about one thing in their head. People should care about others, no matter what they look like or whether they think they're going to get something out of playing hero. They should be watching each other's backs. I have a couple stories for you. And I walk up and go, walk away. You know they're going to call the cops. Then they're going to kick your ass. Because that's what they do when the police stay. This one guy, he's like, get out of here. Shut up. And I got a glare from this one checker lady. But I can get in there and physically separate these two in a couple seconds without breaking a sweat. I'm pretty quick. So don't tell me to stay out of it when all you people don't even know what to do. Because you don't need to call 911. You can calmly defuse a situation. And I've defused many situations. What I have not told you is a guy pulled a gun out after a guy got knocked out at a bar near my house 3 weeks ago. I walked right up in his face, said, you better put that gun away, boy. The cops are coming. You're gonna shoot somebody? Because someone got knocked out. He wasn't even involved. I just look around. I'm like, what, dude just pulled a gun out? I just, when that white girl is getting harassed by those other guys downtown, you know, hey, you can sleep with us if you just take the money outside my work. And I see them bothering all these girls, and I just yell at them. I'm watching people's back. Keep moving. They couldn't even believe I said anything. Neither could anybody else. Neither could my coworker who jerked me back in, yelled at me that I'm going to get everybody shot and lock the door. I mean, it's not about trying to play hero, go, look at me, strutting around like a peacock. This is normal. It's normal to worry about people, to watch other people's back, to think, you know, I am responsible for the safety in my community, and it isn't the cop's job, because there ain't going to be no cops in the future. And by the way, in terms of ammunition, there's going to be a day when ammunition runs out, and those that can actually fight are going to be ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. But you're not going to learn how to fight by watching UFC or MMA. You're going to learn how to just be a dirty animal, be a dirty dog, and have no remorse after you hurt somebody. And that's brainwashing. This next report bothers me greatly. Then we're going to play this video by Ladytron entitled Runaway. I'll talk about that in a sec. U.S. intel officials link groups listed in DHS extremist reports to Al-Qaeda bio attack. Okay, so they've linked the anti-tax movement to the white supremacy movement association, guilty by association, straight propaganda, and now they're tying the white supremacy to the Al-Qaeda. Do you see what I'm doing? They're seeking to create the association between that group, and then you join them together. Counterterrorism officials have stated that they believe Al-Qaeda terrorists are seeking to align themselves with anti-government groups in the U.S. in order to carry out mass casualty attacks. They're saying that people that are anti-government are working with Al-Qaeda and are planning attacks in the U.S. This is nothing new, but if you look at it, this graphic here, what's it say on the top left-hand side of the screen? Oh, I think that says the Washington Times. I don't think that says AlexAnswery.com. Look at the... Look at the fine print. Seeks white militias as allies. Not just supremacists. Militias. Oh, everyone that's against the tax thing, you know, they're considered militia. And like the militia, don't tread on me and all that. And they've demonized that quite well. Take a look. At the Missouri police report that was written up saying basically harass these people that got these bumper stickers. They're bad. There's actually a lot of cops I've heard, like 80 to 90%. according to an insider, a cop who called into another show, said 80 to 90% of the cops know what the government's doing and they don't agree with it. And a lot of some of those cops in Missouri are of the same mindset, anti-big government. So there's going to be a backlash for military and cops. That's why they're watching military vets when they come back and they want their guns. Because something's going to happen to the military vets that's going to enrage them so greatly, they don't want them armed. Do you understand vets coming back? You think you're a tough guy, got it all figured out. Like you're something else. Do you even read? Are you even literate? If you find out what's going on with some of these vaccines that they're putting in your arm, you'll understand there's a whole different situation, my friend, unfolding. If I didn't care about you, if I wasn't supporting the troops, I wouldn't even be bringing this up. Think about that. Would I even be bringing it up? No, I'd be talking about something I want to talk about. I'd try to sell your pride, pitch something. Pitch DVD. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about all of you. That's why I'm doing this show. I see things, I have thoughts, and they end up becoming headlines. Not because I'm creating it, because people like you, people like me, there's a lot of us, we're starting to wake up to something, and we're able to start perceiving things in a whole nother way. Things are very clear, not just the problem, but what we have to do about it. And for many of us, the other answers are coming to us as well. Who we are, where we are, what's really going on. I'm going to skip the rest of the report. I mean, they got video of Al-Qaeda people going, yeah, we're working with the militia people in the U.S., 9/11 truth people, we're with them. Al-Qaeda's with 9/11 truth, like fake videos. New book, straight off the press. It's a couple days off the press. Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. David Ray Griffin is my guest. June 18th. He'll be on the show and we'll get into how the U.S. government funds, protects, and arms groups like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. All right. This video isn't so much political, but it says a lot. It says a lot to me. You can interpret it any way you like. Music videos, songs have words in them that affect the listener, and a lot of the lyrics are really sexual in terms of not the best light, the best stuff that little kids should be hearing, the stuff that's on the radio today. But even the stuff from the 80s, I've been analyzing lyrics lately, and I'm hearing some things I've never heard before in songs, going, you know, Def Leppard's Rocket, I Want to Fill You Up, you know, that type of real, like, and you start thinking about, like, 7-year-old girls, 8-year-old girls, and they're becoming more sexually active now because of the hormones that are in the milk, and young boys are seeing a lot of the violence against women stuff on TV, and people see things monkey see, monkey do. You see where I'm going with this. Then there are other videos that have a spark of consciousness to them. This, I think, is one of them. You see the animation in the background. It's like the prison bars just coming up around us. Where are you going to run away when this stuff happens, my little runaway? What are you going to do when this stuff hits the fan? I suggest we stop running and we start facing ourselves, and we start facing, without fear, the world. Go ahead and roll it. Ladytron, Runaway. Thank you. Infrastructure. Oh, governor's going to sell 220 state parks. 80% of their parks that we're going to need to. Where are you going to go, Runaway? What are you going to do? You're going to sit there? You're going to be nice. Good luck with that. You think that makes you happier? Really? Sounds great. I think Andy's here. Interesting. Surveillance in the skies, surveillance on the streets, surveillance of the homes, surveillance of the internet, police state being built up in China, police state being built up in Russia, police state being built up in America, nightmarish draconian police state being built up in the UK. The bars are here, we can see it, the cage. It's not just simply transparent anymore. It's starting to feel more solid, and we have to break out of this box that we're in. The physical prison and the prison of the mind. All right, guys, we're going to return. And if you go to YouTube and type in Ladytron, L-A-D-Y-T-R-O-N, you can see their other videos. They're all filled with messages. We may have them on the show in July. I made contact with their manager. Okay, so let's keep going. We have a phone call, do we not? Let's do that. Then I'm going to cover this headline. Pakistan drone attacks guided by planted ships. They've got tribesmen out here putting ships in certain villages, and the drones that are set up from based in Las Vegas, people are directing the attacks from the United States in Las Vegas. Well, we'll get into that after that. Well, talk about that last article, National Level Exercise 2009, a new top-off exercise is coming. But let's go ahead and go to him. Hello?
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hey, Alex, first of all, Warren, are you familiar with Lyndon LaRouche?
I've interviewed about five times. That's why I mentioned that radio show earlier, because we have guests on there that we don't have here. So I've had about four of his employees on.
Okay. I'm not sure if all his representatives are a good representation of him, but he's got some interesting ideas. And I was wondering what you think about his idea of creating a new world government credit system.
Yeah, I don't trust him, honestly. I don't want to get into that. I don't trust him. I don't trust the stuff coming out of that because there's too much New World Order stuff, and he supported Hillary too, but Hillary's a globalist. So when you start tracking what people say over the years like I do, you know what I mean, not just part of the stuff, but what they've been saying over the years, certain red flags come up that make you wonder how intelligent they are or how much they truly understand about what's really going on. Does that make any sense at all?
It does. I was looking for that kind of perspective because he had a lot of good ideas, but I
don't really endorse anybody, very few people's work, by the way. I mean, I'm just doing my thing, but there's people that I support and promote, but I don't agree with everything that they say. In fact, I didn't get into that. You know what I'm getting at.
I do. So really, you don't really evaluate his ideas at all? This is the first time I've seen your show, so I'm guessing...
Well, I've interviewed. I can't get into that. Well, that's cool, but I don't have the time to, you know, give a long response, so I apologize.
No.
But I've interviewed repeatedly people from his organization, okay? And I've asked them questions about this, that, and the other issue, and gotten a lot of really weird answers.
So that's really all I can say to that, sir. I don't particularly support the organization, but I think it's good he's waking some people up. I think there's been some, what's dangerous about projecting the future and making predictions is when you're wrong, it hurts your credibility. He's also made a number of predictions before Bush left about certain things that were going to happen that never happened. And some of the ideas are a little wacky, so that's all I can talk about with Lynn LaRouche tonight, sir.
One last quick question for you. You're familiar with Major Ed Dames? And,
Major Ed Dames has constantly been making predictions that have never come true on the show formerly known as the Art Bell Show, currently known as Coast to Coast AM. The reason I don't stand behind Art Bell, and it's not that I think he's disinfo, but he could be, is that he's real quick to call people that question 9/11, the official story of 9/11. White trailer trash. And you can hear this clip on the internet. But yet over the years, he's had a lot of people talk about all this stuff that can't necessarily be proven. People that are a little bit questionable. Nori's a little better at getting credible guests on. Art, not so good. He's had some. Major Ed Dames has been a regular Art Bell guest, and I think that's damaged Art Bell's credibility by repeatedly having this, what I would call, a fearmonger on. But I do believe that remote viewing is possible. I'm just not convinced that Ed Dames is the real deal.
Well, hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We have one more call,
work.
And then we're going to cover the rest of the news. I hope I was... complete and to the point with that. We're just almost out of time, so we're going to have to keep moving. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? But I'd just like to see if I can get you to want to throw a couple things at you. Denver Airport, deep underground military bases.
Very deep, and the CIA's relocated to that area as well. The CIA is very involved with the Denver Airport, and you've got NORAD over there as well, and NORTHCOM.
Have you seen the murals?
I've seen the murals. And maybe sometime we'll show you guys the pictures. We'll try to get that next week.
Please. Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to the news. National Level Exercise 2009. It used to be called Top Off 4, and I told you guys I was at Top Off 4 in Portland. I think I need to show you some videos of Top Off 4 again. I need to bring that out of the closet again, off the hard drive, and show you some of that to remind you of the martial law preparations that have been made in Portland. I'll show you the clip of Ted Kulongoski saying, well... He's our governor in the state of Oregon, for those watching outside of Oregon. Something's going to happen in the exercise. I'm going to fall down and have a heart attack. It's kind of a new thing for me. I'm going to have to invoke the succession of government clause and hand over power to the Secretary of State. But what does the Secretary of State do? He hands out power to Homeland Security. It's an exercise. We're exercising, handing over civil rights and power over Homeland Security, FEMA, Red Cross, and they'll be delegating a response and what's actually going on. Well, this is another exercise, and they're going to be... I need more time, guys. Foreign troops will be involved in this drill. We've got Mexican troops. Australian troops are going to be coming here. We're going to be having troops from other countries being brought into our country. This is going to take place between July 27th and July 31st, 2009, another anti-terror drill, bringing different militaries together and fighting the common enemy. Again, Mexico, Canada, Australia, United States, United Kingdom. Those are the countries whose militaries are going to be involved in NLE9. I pulled this article off of FEMA.gov. Okay. So you probably want to know where it's going to be. Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. However, Portland's set up for something in the future, so we may potentially see activity here in Portland. Interesting stuff between July 27th and July 31st, 2009. And many of the predictions on the internet about the collapse of the government, by the way, mid-July, and a lot of people are very concerned about a event happening in July, also September, is something else of interest. Pakistan drone attacks guided by planted chips.
Sounds like a tinfoil hat nightmare come to life. Tiny electronic honing beacons guided CIA killer drones to their target. But local residents and Taliban militants in Pakistan's tribal wildlands, say that's exactly what's happening. It's a high-tech assassination operation for one of the world's most remote areas. The pilotless aircraft, predators, and more sophisticated reapers take off from a base in the Middle East. Then they are guided by a joystick-wielding operator half a world away at a U.S. Air Force base 35 miles north of Vegas. 35 miles north of Vegas. That's on the way to Area 51. Barack Obama has approved the drone campaign, which is cheap and limits the danger posed to U.S. troops. But the strikes have many unintended victims. Pakistani newspaper estimated that 700 people had been killed since 2006, most of them civilians, and that's the number that they're able to count. There are many mass graves out there. For the tribesmen that plant the microchips and get it wrong, the consequences can be terrible. Last month, the Taliban issued a video confession by a guy saying that they're paying him lots of money, describing how he was paid 20,000 rupees to drop microchips hidden in a cigarette wrapper at the home of a target. Now, this next report is bizarre and a little bit frightening, considering what I just read. Not that you should be afraid. You should be aware there is a war that's here domestically. It's a war on consciousness, war on the American people, trying to bring your energies to a lower state of consciousness instead of to a higher state of consciousness. That's why these things are happening. People are making certain events take place to create a certain world of chaos so they can step in and pretend that they're going to save you as they propose a solution. Census GPS, a missile at your door. Now, this is written by Doug McIntosh. When a Hellfire missile shows up at your front door, don't say I didn't warn you, and goes on to talk about Census GPS. So they're putting GPS and things like that, tagging our doors all across the country. And there's also another article about Obama pushing for mandatory health care. That means they can make you take shots and make you come in for checkups. And it does appear to many researchers, including myself, that our modern healthcare system is in a rapid state of change, morphing into something new that reminds you of Nazi Germany, reminds you of eugenics, and there's a heavy emphasis on getting everybody's DNA. And in the UK, and I don't even know how I remember all these facts that just came out, they're getting kids younger than 10, planning to have their DNA so they can get them for future crimes, even though they've committed no crimes. So they're getting their DNA, and it's going into a international database, and much of this information is put up in a server in the sky that is electronically used by different countries around the world, including the UK, many parts of the EU, United States, Canada, China, potentially Russia. So this is in the news. All right, briefly, I need to cover the talk about the torture photos showing kids, men, women, boys, girls raped by U.S. Marines and contractors and Iraqi soldiers as well. We're going to show the second graphic quickly. This is the first graphic, you're warned. It's a slightly graphic picture, but it's been blurred. This is from Press.tv. We know this stuff is real, but before you go to that graphic, let me set this up and I'll cue you. But for some reason, fake pictures, fake rape pictures pulled from a porn site are being published, briefly show it, by Press.tv. And they want to break down our military and create great hatred against Americans. And if we're ever invaded, don't you think some people might want to get revenge on our sisters? Because war is about rape. Rape is about war. Rape is the ultimate way of waging war on a society that you've invaded. It's happened since the beginning of time. And it still continues to this day. By the way, this is still a jungle. Don't let the computer that you're watching this on, or don't let the TV set, confuse you into thinking that we're living some sort of a sophisticated lifestyle. Oh yeah, the jungle's still here. And that's going to become a little bit more apparent in the coming months, truly, weeks, days. So, things are shifting. So that is that. And fake pictures of rape are being published on Press.tv, and there's more slides. There's like six slides, and if you want to read that article, go ahead and Google it.
So you have to ask yourself, why are fake photos of rape being published by Press.TV when they have other reports that aren't too bad, that are pretty good, that have described the things that are going on in the Middle East with pretty good detail? But when you see disinfo thrown out like that, it's almost as if it's put out there also to perhaps discredit any other photos. Like, we'll throw out the fake photos, then people will see that they're fake, and they won't believe it. So things are definitely not as they seem. We have to go through these briefly, then, M, we're going to show that video. Vatican endorses genetically modified organisms for food security. What is the Vatican doing? Get involved in policy? Well, it's nothing new. We all know about the Vatican. Well, some of us do. in the next report, why are Indian farmers committing suicide? Drinking their herbicides. They're losing their land. Monsanto's taking it over. Pollination, baby. The ultimate imperialism of the 21st century. So you have that in the news as well. By the way, Monsanto's RBGH, that's why your 8-year-old girls are developing tits. Monsanto's RBGH hormone milk has been banned worldwide since 1983. As consumers turn to organic, the big dairy buyers here and Starbucks and Philip Morris Kraft Foods keep pimping this stuff, though, to Americans. Thanks again, Monsanto. Oh, there's also things like, you know, other Terminator genes and seeds, things like that, that are legal for Americans to eat, for them to, you know, industrialists to sell to us, but are illegal in Europe. This is very important to understand. There are things that we eat in this country that are illegal in other countries. The answer is growing your own food. You want solutions? Be self-sufficient. It's pretty simple. We don't have to overcomplicate it. I guess the question is, do you like that kind of response? And from personal experience and talking with people about self-sufficiency, they really don't like that response. That's end of the world talk. And so it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple solution. Question is, are you ready for it? Let's go ahead and play that video after this. Wait a minute. I got a report on this. Oh, my God. Okay, so start raising your own chickens. Chicken injected with beef waste sold in UK. In a high-tech fraud run by firms in three EU states, food manufacturers are making bulking agents out of porcine and bovine, or bovine, gristle and bones that help inflate chicken breasts so they can be fetched at a higher price. And they're selling this to Britain's 2 million Muslims, Jews, and Hindus. No, that's not how many people have ingested. That's about how many they have in the country. They're forbidden in their religion from eating pork and beef, so they end up getting the beef anyway through the chicken that's been injected. They think it's safe. So a lot of people will be becoming vegans and vegetarians, and I'm eating more vegetables and eating less meat than I've ever ate in my life. And I'm moving in with some vegans, and I'm very excited about that. And we're going to cook some great dinners. And so that's some good news in my life. I'm moving out of the crazy house. One day I'll tell you some stories. But we are out of time. We've got other headlines. Background TV can harm children's speech. We've got new infectious disease spreading in large areas of China. It's acting like HIV. It's in the news. We have no time. Swine flu spreads to all 50 states. And newsflash, we have a sunspot that has appeared a couple days ago. There's a couple of them that are starting to appear. And so this is marking potentially the beginning of sunspot cycle 24. So it's going to be a very, very interesting next couple of summers. You'll see. Not just because of the political stuff. Police state this, that, and the other. No, because of what's going on with the sun. With that, I bring you this video about mind control through the TV. David Icke, you hear him speaking in the first part, then you hear Jordan Maxwell later on. David Icke is my guest next week, OracleBroadcasting.com. Check it out. And we will go out with this video. Enjoy. Stay safe, everybody. It's going to be a wild ride ahead in the days ahead. Care about you all.
Most of humanity is in an absolute hypnotic trance that is put, they're put in from cradle to grave by constant repetition of a fake reality. And when we wake up from this, then we will not be subservient.
The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment to keep the human mind entertained so that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life and you don't even know it.
Television, it is the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. The programming that we are constantly assaulted by throughout our lives conditions us, it programs us to a particular worldview. Now, we may consider it normal because we were born into this system of lies and deception. And because we were born into this situation and our parents were born into it and have suffered from it, we don't know any better.
What I may call the message is a brave new world, but it is possible to make people contented with their servitude. I think this can be done. I think it has been done in the past, but then I think it could be done even more effectively now, because you can provide them with bread and circuses, and you can provide them with endless amounts of distractions and propaganda.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. It's the same reason that will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that.
We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!